Okay, today's daf is Bechorah's daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin and Mabez as we continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Bechoros. And yesterday we just were talking about the size of the hole that is a mum in the ear of an animal. We're going to get into all different mumen today, and today is a little bit of Tumah V'Tahara. But we're talking about the size of the hole, so we discussed, is it the size of a lentil seed? Is it the size of a something smaller than that, the size of a bean? And the Gemara said, the Gemara compared it to the context of Ritzia, where we have to be make a hole, bear a hole into the ear of an Eved Nirtza. He wants to stay, so therefore we make a hole in his ear. All the different symbolism that is spoken about by the Mefarshim in Parsha Mishpatim. We asked the Stira, and we ended up saying, no, there's a difference between the halachas of when you're allowed to shecht the Bechar and when you're allowed to be makriv the Bechar on the Mizbeach. So just the Hara related to Ritzia, it's a big topic that we've discussed various times in the past, but just to remind ourselves of the Maharal Diskin. Maharal Diskin is a beautiful thought. Rav Schechter likes to quote this Maharal Diskin on Parsha Mishpatim, where Rashi in Mishpatim quotes, why do we dafka do the ear, and why do we pierce his ear? So Rashi quotes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ozen sheshama al har Sinai lo signov, v'holach v'ganav tiratza. This ear that heard at har Sinai, don't steal, and he went and stole, so that's why we quote unquote punish the ear, as it were. V'imokhar atzmo, and if we're talking about somebody who's just poor and he sells himself, meaning he's not like he stole, right? If somebody stole, he doesn't have enough to pay back, so Bezdin sells him. But if somebody's just poor and he wants to make some money, so that's Machru Atzmo. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says a little differently. Ozech Hashem al Har Sinai, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadai heim b'lo avadim la'avadim, v'halach zev v'kana adon la'atzmo, teiratza. Either way, this ear heard something and did not listen, and therefore we pierce the ear. The question that is asked by the Maharal Diskin and others is that if this is the reason we're piercing the ears, why do we wait 6 years to do it? We should pierce it right away. Right? The punishment is for the geneva. The punishment is for the mechira atzmis. So why do we wait 6 years to do this? Right? It should be right away. Rabbi Makshim, kiven to shonish hartsa'a u'al ha-geneva sheganav, ha'ilal rezeh ha-tekef, v'shashem achru bezdin, l'siman sheganav, u'machru bezdin li'ozeved. Suggest the Maharal Diskin? No. V'yef shalomar. She b'sha'as ha-mechira ha-yadai lo ba-onesh ha-mechira she mochron aso lehish tabed. At the time of the sale, the onesh itself is that you're sold. That itself is an onesh. And that's enough. The problem is, after 6 years, when you want to stay, that reflects that you didn't think it was such an onesh. You like it there. You want to stay in that situation. I get food. I get everything I need. Even though I don't have to do so, right? I don't have so much responsibility, but I like it. That's why we have to give him another onesh. Because the first one obviously wasn't considered an onesh by the ne'enash, and therefore we have to punish him again. So that is the Maharal Diskin in Mishpatim. Rav Schechter likes to quote this and extend it to the context, obviously, of Eretz Yisrael, which he likes to say that galus is an onesh. Galus is an onesh. Rachman al-Assalam, we have to realize it's an onesh. And even if at certain times in history it doesn't feel as much of an onesh as it has, as it felt most of the galus, most of these past 2,000 years, we didn't need a reminder that this was the Gullus was an Onesh. But here, Baruch Hashem, you know, in certain ways that we don't feel it's an Onesh in certain countries, so we have to realize, Maharal Diskin says, an Onesh is an Onesh, and we can never forget it. Rachman al-Islan, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to forget that it is an Onesh. Okay, that's just one Ha'ara on the Ritzia, and now we continue back in the Gemara. So, Ba'imine, about 12 lines up from the bottom, Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Ba'imine, Ravoshia, Me Rafuna Rabba. Ravoshia asks from the great Rafuna. Karshina. We've been speaking about what the size of the hole is, so it's the size of a Karshina. Hanechneses Vahayotza, O Karshina Haomedes. How wide to get this bean in? Into the hole of the ear. Does it have to be so wide that it can go in and out easily? Which means maybe a little bit bigger than a karshina? Or it can put it in there and it gets stuck in there. So it's just exactly that amount. So what exactly is the shear for Karshina. So Amar Loz, Rav Huna Rabbi answers, Zulo Shamati. I haven't heard an answer to that question. Bakayosi Bashamati. But a similar question I heard an answer to. Right? And that's, we're going to finish this suggestion up on the top of the next Amud. But he says, I've heard a similar answer, a similar issue brought up in a different context. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Ahalos, Hashidra Vahagul Gola Shachasru. We know there's a concept of Tumas Mace. A mace is Matame, in Maga, in Masa, and in Ohel, right? Only one of the only Tumas that are Matame Ba'ohel, right? Also Tumas Betzora, which might not be exactly the same, Saras HaBayis, but in similar idea, also related to the Ohel. So the Mishnah says, how much of a body needs to be in a house in order for it to be Matame? So you have a whole body, for sure. If you have a Revius of Dam, that also might be a substitute. And what if you have different parts of the body? Hashidra, somebody has the spine, the hagulgoles, or the skull. Those also could symbolize the entire body, and therefore could be metami ba'ohel. But what if they're missing some part of it? So that's not metami ba'ohel. So the Mishnah says, Hashidra v'lo shachasu, if it's missing part, then it's not metami ba'ohel. Kama chisaron b'shidra v'lo yeh metami ba'ohel. How much? How much has to be missing from the spine? Beishamei omrim, shtei chulios. Beishamei sheds, two vertebrae. The spine is made up of many vertebrae going down, so two vertebrae have to be missing in order for it to not be metami ba'ohel. Obeis hillel omrim, chulyachas. No, just one. He's more mako, like he usually is, right? If you're missing one vertebrae, it is already not metame ba'ohel. That's a machlokas. That's about the spine. Ubigulgoles. What about when it comes to the skull? Beishamayomrim kimelo magdeach. As long as it's missing a hole the size of a magdeach, which is a metal instrument, right? As long as it's missing that size, that is not metame ba'ohel. Ubigulgoles. As much as if it would be missing from a live person, the person would die, so that's how much. So we don't know exactly what that is according to Beis Hillel, but if Beis Hillel is usually more makel, so here too, it would be smaller than a malo makdeach. How much is that according to Beis Hillel? What's the shear? So Amar if Tachlifa Baravudimi Hachay Amar Shmuel Ki Sela, the size of a Sela, that's how much the hole is according to Beis Hillel. The Itmar, and we have just a parenthetical phrase about what was just said. Rav Safra Amar Shmaitz Amar Le. Rav Safra said that Rav Tachlifa just quoted a statement of the Amorim. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Masisa Amar Le. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda says no, he quoted a Brisa to answer this question about Sela. The Simaneich, and how do you remember it? Tani, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda was the one that said that it was a brisa. So that's what you say, the phrase, Tani, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Anyway, getting back to our discussion. So he answers that it's the size of a Sela. So V'yamar Leis, he says, Imkain, if that's true, if Beis Hillel Shear, how much of a skull has to be missing in order for it to be not betami ba'ohel? It has to be the size of a sela. Asita divrei beishamai v'divrei beis hillel echad. Then you're putting beishamai beis hillel basically very close together. Because what was beishamai shir? Beishamai shir was moli magdeach. As we're about to see, that's basically the size of a sela. So no difference between them, if that's really true. Remember, beis hillel in the Mishnah didn't say sela. Beis hillel in the Mishnah just said as much that can be removed v'yamus. But Rav Tachlif explained that to mean kasela. So now the Gemara is asking if it really is kasela. So then Beishamai and Beis Hillel are very close to each other. Where do we see that? That it's makdeach is similar to a sela. Ditznan. We have another Mishnah now in Maseches Kelim. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of chance to speak about a lot of Tumah V'Tahara. That's a Chanukah connection. We're going to have a more mafurish Chanukah connection today, right? Better than yesterday. But anyway, so Ditznan, the Mishnah says, "Medechas Kalim Ma'or Shalom Naaseh Bidei Adam Ma'or." A window. The Mishnayos here are talking about the passage of Tumah from one room to another room. So we know if there's a mace in one room and there's a window in between, it could spread to the next room as long as it's under one roof. But how big of a window has to be there in order for it to spread? So the Mishnah says it depends if the window was man-made or if the window just happened memela by itself. Says the Mishnah, Ma'ar shlo na'aseh bidei adam, a window that was not made bidei adam. Rashi explains, let's say there's a wall between two rooms and then the wall starts sinking. So if there's some space in between the roof and the top of the wall. So that was not made bidei Adam. A person is not interested in that wall. So in order for it to be significant, it has to be bigger. It has to be bigger. If I make a very small window, so that itself gives it significance, the fact that I made it. But if it happens by itself, so then memela, I'm not interested in it. So in order for that to be mechaber, two rooms, it has to be somewhat larger. So, ma'or shlo na'ase bidei Adam, a window that was not made bidei Adam, shi'uro male egrof gadol. The shi'ur is a large fist. Male egrof gadol. Vizehu egrofo shal ben avtiach. And not just anybody's big fist, Ben Avtiach's fist. Right, Ben Avtiach's fist, what does the Rashi say? Shem O'ish Baal Basar. Somebody, a large man who has a large fist. Right, there aren't too many people in Tanakh that are called Baal Basar. Right, Eglon Melech Moav makes it. Right, he's a Baal Basar, and he is obviously a very special person in history. Right, he's one of the sources for the halacha of our standing by Davar Shebekdusha. Right, when Ehud comes in and says, "I have a Dvar Hashem El HaMelech," so he stands up, even though he was a Baal Basar. When he's Baal Basar, he's able to stand up and say, "Okay, tell me." And that's what we learn. You have to stand up. Heishmei Rabban and the Dvar Shebekdusha. Anyway, so says the Mishnah that the size of a large man's fist is what's needed for a window made be dead by itself. Amar Reb Yosi, v'yesh no karosh gadol shel adam. It's the same size as an average person's head. That's the size that is needed. The skull size. That is all regarding Na'aseh bidei, not bidei Adam. Na'aseh bidei Adam. What about a window that's made bidei Adam? So there, the fact that I made it gives it significance. So you have a smaller shear. Shi'aruhu kimlo makdeach gadol shalishka. As long as it's the size, again, this makdeach is this metal instrument that was used in the lishka, that's used in the Beis HaMikdash. So that the size of that kli, as long as the window is that size, there might not even be a window, just a little airspace or letting in light. So that itself is enough to pass tuma from one side to the other side. Shehu kepundion shelho italki, and this is the same size as an Italian pundion. Ukesela nironis, like a Nero sella. Nero, one of the leaders, right? Like a cella Neronis, a Nero cella. It's all the same size. The Yeshno, Kamalo Nekev, Shalol. And it is like the same size as the Nekev, the hole in the ol. The ol is a part of the plow that you stick the a pipe in order to connect the ol, the plow to the animal. So that is the end of the Mishnah. But says the question mark, what are we up to now? So you see, what does this last Mishnah say from Maseches Kehillim? Then Makdeach is like a Sela. Right, a specific type. We'll see if that makes a difference. But it says a Makdeach Gadol of the Lishka is similar to a Sela Nironi. So back to the question. How in the Mishnah, Maseches Ahalos, there's a Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about how much of a skull has to be missing in order for it not to be Matame Ba'ohel. And Beis Shammai says the shear is Makdeach. Beis Hillel says the shear is however much would be taken off and the person would die. What's that shear? Said Rav Tachlifa, the shear is a Sela. So we just said, Sela Makdeach, the same shear, Kasha, according to Rav Tachlifa's pshat of the Mishnah in Olis, you have a problem based on the Mishnah in Kalim. Answer, Ishtik. Doesn't have an answer. Rav Tachlifa's stumped. Doesn't know what to say. So V'yamarlei, Rav Chizda, suggests Rav Chizda, and the Shibuk Ubesis takes out Rav Chizda, meaning the same person is still, who asked the question, is still talking. Right, the one that Rav Tachlifa was talking to, asked this question. Could we start off Rav Hoshea? Rav Hoshea, no, is that, either way, later on. Either way, Rav Chizda. I'm sorry, Rav Chizda. So, says the V'yamarlei Rav Chizda, but according to our gear, so we have it, so I'll read it. So Rav Chizda suggested to him, Shema Makdeach v'chisumo shaninu. Maybe it's not the same shear, because the Makdeach being discussed, that Beis Shammai said, Bigogolis is Makdeach, in the first Mishnah, when Beis Shammai says that the amount that you need for missing from the skull is a Makdeach, he doesn't mean just a Makdeach, he needs a little larger than a Makdeach. What's Makdeach v'chisumo? Rashi explains that when you stick this metal tool in, you chisel out a little bit around so that it'll be big enough for you to get the Makdeach in very easily. Right, it's not exactly where you have to struggle. Right, you have to cut around the Makdeach. That's Makdeach v'chisumo sheninu. So maybe that's what Beis Shammai means in the Mishnah. Makdeach v'chisumo. So Beis Hillel, who says Sela, is really a little smaller than that. So Amalei Rav Tachlifa says, yes, thank you. Lo tema shema elavadai makdev chisumo. It's not just a great suggestion. That's exactly the answer. You're reminding me, that's exactly the answer that I wanted to mention. And Sarach, and the Gemara now adds a separate statement. Sarach li hitalos alei kechizki avi ikesh. I will rely on that suggestion of yours, just like we rely on what Chizkiah, the father of Ikesh, said. Right? Just like we said that and we relied on that in a different context, which we'll see what he says in a minute, so too I'm relying on you. What's the comparison to that case? Maybe that even though we don't know for sure, even if we have kashas on it, either way, it's just a phrase like, you're 100% right. That's exactly the pshat. That we're talking about Makdeach v'chisumo. But we've already proven why this was brought here. How did we get into this whole discussion? Beginning of the daf was asked the size of a karshina in an animal's ear for a mum. So does that mean a karshina that's just tightly fitting in or a karshina that goes in easily back and forth? So this is a similar context where we're talking about the makdeach v'chisumo. The makdeach goes in, going in easily. You have to chisel it out. That's why the Gemara brings this. But once we quoted this line of, we rely on it just like Chizkiah v'ikesh, we have a tangent that basically goes to the next 15-20 lines, almost all the way to the Mishnah, exactly what is Chizkiah Avi Ikesh talking about. Okay, so let's see what he says. Ditznan, or at least it's the Tanya, because the Brisa says, Zu Eidus Heir Chizkiah Avi Ikesh Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel B'Yavne. This is the Eidus that Chizkiah gave to Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne, She'amar Mishum Rabbi Gamliel Zakein. There were a number, there were at least three Rabbi Gamliels. These three are Gamliels. Right outside, up on the mountain near us, there's a monastery called Beit Gamlaya, and they say one of the Rebbe Gamliels was buried there. He converted to Christianity at the end of his life, so we believe it's all made up, because they're talking about the Rebbe Gamliel, the famous Rebbe Gamliel that's buried in Yavne. And as we say right outside, but there are couples. Here you see Rebbe Gamliel B'Yavne, said in the name of Rebbe Gamliel Hazake. So, what did he say? Kol she'ein lo toch b'klicheres, and this was all stated by Chizkiah. Kol she'ein lo toch b'klicheres, any klicheres that does not have a toch, that does not have an inside, a receptacle area to hold something. I mean, let's say you have a flat earthenware piece. Ein lo achorayim lachalika. So if it doesn't have a toch, that it does not have achorayim lachalika. That means it doesn't have a separate outside. Its back is not considered a separate entity from it. If it doesn't have a toch, doesn't have a base kibul, so it's all considered one unit, and therefore, nitma tocho, nitma gabo. If the toch, it doesn't have a toch, it just means the side that you would use to put things on became tamei, nitma tocho, nitma gabo, then the other side would also become tamei, nitma gabo, nitma tocho. So a klicheres that does not have a toch, it's just, you know, both sides would become tamei automatically with the other side. Says the Gemara, klicheres. And that was the statement of Chizkiah Avi Ikesh. So even though there's some problems with it, which we're going to try to answer now, we trust the statement. We don't just throw out the statement. So the Gemara says, one second, Klicheres betocho tala rachmana. What is he talking about? Klicheres is going to be tamei. Even without a toch, that's the ABCs of Tumah V'Tahara. Right, a klicheres, which is made out of earthenware, which the value of the material is so nil. Right, all by all other materials, you could talk about being tamei, even if it doesn't have a toch, because its value is not just its usage, but it's also the value of the raw materials. But by cheres, the raw materials are dirt, so the only value that it has is its usage, meaning if it has a toch. So we know by Tumah V'Tahara, only if it has a toch by klicheres. So what's he talking about? So klicheres b'tocho tala rachmana. By klicheres, you need a toch. Islay toch. It's milay, less they toch, low it's milay. Question mark. So what are we talking about? That a klicheres without a toch, will be automatic either side. So all right, v'yisle barav and haki kamar. Right, you're right. This is what we meant to say. Kol she'ein lo toch b'klicheres, kinegdo b'klishetef ein lo acharayim l'chalika. Anything that doesn't have a toch and a klicheres, the parallel, meaning let's say a flat piece of earthenware, so the parallel type of kli and a klishetef, which usually includes all kalim that can be tovel to become tahar. Shetef means rinsed. So any non-klicheres is usually included in the category of klishetef. Wood and metal and glass. Rashi points out here that here it specifically means kli eitz, because We'll see later in the Gemara that it cannot mean anything else. Rashi quotes that some say it means kli matzchus here too, but that's a mistake based on a Gemara later on the Amud that we will see. But anyways, let's go with Rashi. Kli shadavir means wood. So what is the statement here of Chizkiah Avi Ikesh? It means in a kli cheres which does not have a toch. You're right, the kli cheres is not going to be tameh, but in a parallel non kli cheres. So then this rule applies. There won't be any distinctions between the different sides of the kli. Nitma tocho, nitma gavo, nitma gavo, nitma tocho. So the Gemara says, okay, now it makes sense, but it seems extra. What do you have to bring kli cheres in for? Right, if you're only telling me a halacha about a kli shetef, about a wooden kli, so what do you have to bring a kli, just say, a wooden kli that doesn't have a toch, doesn't have a separate back and front. So lamali lamitle but kli cheres, neima, kol she'en lo toch, but kli shetef, ein lo chorei mechalika. What do you have to get into kli cheres for? So the Gemara says, this is the chiddush, hakamash malan, de yesh lo toch, harayuka kli cheres. No, the implication is that if it has a toch, the other kalim, then we would treat it like a kli cheres. In what way? Ma kli cheres nit batocha nit magabo. Just like kli cheres, if it's inside, if you hang an insect in a kli cheres, even without touching it, then it makes the nit magabo, even the back of the kli cheres is going to be tameh. Lo nit batocha, lo nit magabo. But if the inside does not become tameh, the outside does not either. So af kli shetef, so too by the wooden kli. Nit batocha, nit magabo. If it has a toch, nitmatocho, nitmagabo, lo nitmatocho, lo nitmagabo, period. So really, the halacha that we're being told by Chizkiah Avi Ikesh, that's brought in here and on a totally derech agav note, is a halacha about kli shetef. A halacha about a wooden kli. A wooden kli that does not have a toch, that's a flat piece of wood, let's say, is matame automatically, one side and the other side, but we compare it to kli cheres to say if it has a toch, so that it would only go if it's nitma tocho, nitma gabo, but nitma gabo, lo nitma tocho. By the way, there's a question of lumdis in the tumma of kli cheres. As I mentioned, that the kli cheres becomes tame mi tocho, when something hangs inside of it. So Rav Chaim, in Mitame Mishkav and Moshev and others, other achronim discuss, what type of tumma is that? Usually we know, we like to think that there are three ways to be metame something. Three ways to be metame something. Tumas maga, tumas masa, and tumas ohel. Touching it, carrying it. Bring me a Rambam in tumas mes, Tara. Tumas maga, tumas masa, and tumas ohel. Usually three ways of being metame. There are, though, every once in a while, an exception to the rule, it seems, or a unique case, which we have to know. Is this a different category, or is this one of the three? So where this comes up, we've discussed this, is Tumas Nevela. Tumas Of Tahar Bebeis Abliya. We know a kosher bird's Nevela is only Metame us in our mouth. So what type of Tumas is that? So is that a unique type of Tumas Maga? Or is that a new type of Tumah? Tumas Achila, which we never heard of before, but again, the whole type of Tumah Tara is a Chiddush, so you might say that that is a new type of category of Tumah. Tumas Beis Abliya, thank you. On the other hand, the second example is right here. Kli Cheres. It's the only Tumah that's Metame Mitocho, if something hangs inside of it. So how do you understand that conceptually? Is that a unique type of Tumah? It's Tumas Tocho! We don't have it by anything else, like kli cheres. Or is that a fancy type of tumas maga? By cheres, you don't physically have to have maga. It has to just touch. It has to just touch. L'may nafkemina, says Reb Chaim, what if it touches just the edge, the rim on top? It doesn't go inside the kli cheres, but it touches the edge on top. See, if you say it's a tumas maga of the toch of a kli cheres, so it's going to be tame anyway, because it touched the toch. But if you say no, it's a tumah of tumas toch. Only if it's inside of a kli cheres does it make a kli cheres tamis. Then it's only if it's mamish inside. So being on the rim would not be enough. Okay, so that's the suggestion of Reb Chaim in Hilchas Metame Mishkav Moshe. But again, it has to do with tumas kli cheres. If we have time, I'm trying to finish the piece first. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis discusses what's mefurish in the Torah. Only maga and ohel are mefurish in the Torah. Masa is not. But hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that soon. But first, let's finish. So bishlama, or continue, I should say. Bishlama kli cheres. Fine, I understand by a kli cheres. Goli be rachmana tocho. The Torah talks about toch by kli cheretz, as we just explained, so you understand. By kli cheretz, if nit batocho, nit magabo, nit magabo lo nit batocho. Toch is the defining feature of a kli cheretz. Ela kli shetef, migali beirach manatocho. Why should a kli shetef be like a kli cheretz? Kli shetef, as we said, has inherent value to its material. So why should the toch, which is its usage, define its kli? Even in magabosh in matocho. Its gav is also important. So Gemara says, Iba tumah daraisa chinami. Correct. If we're talking about tumah daraisa, then we would not compare it to kli cheres. But hach b'bayaskinon b'tumas mashkin derabanan. What we're talking about here is tumas mashkin. Usually, liquid that became tameh cannot be metameh adam v'kelim. Why? The rule is, ein adam v'kelim nitma elame avatuma. A person can only become tummy from an avatuma. A kli can only become tummy from an avatuma. So liquids, if a liquid becomes tummy, if apple juice becomes tummy, it can't make a person or a kli tummy, because it's not an avatuma. But chazal were gozer by mashkin tameim to make them midrabanan as if they're avos atuma. Why? Gzeira, as we'll see in a second, mishum, there are some mashkin that are avos atuma. Mashkin that come out of a zav and a zava. Those are avos atuma. So that we don't get confused between different types of liquids. So chazal asked all mashkin drabanan to be able to be metame adam v'kelim. Did tanan. As the Mishnah says in Meseches Kelim, another Mishnah. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a tumah derabanan, and then we'll plug it in a second. It's not kli shenitma achora b'mashkin. If a kli that becomes its back becomes tameh with liquids, that would see this is talking about liquids derabanan, but we're not talking about mashkin of a zav. So achora tameim, the back of that kli is tameh tocho agno azno v'yadav tahorin. But it's inside and its rim and its handles. All that is tahar. Nitma tocho kulo tame. Right, the toch though is totally, then the whole thing would be tame. Why? What are we talking about here? The mi daoraisa ein ochel matame kli. The ein mashke matame kli. On a daoraisa level, food and drink cannot make a kli tame. The rabbanon hu da gaza misha mashke zava zava. The rabbanon said, though we're going to make a gzeira because if we say that all liquids are tar, then people are going to think all liquids are tar. And even by the mashke of a zava and a zava. Hilkach shavio rabbanan kitoma de kli cheres. Chazal therefore made it tame midrabbanan, but they didn't make it totally tame like on the daraisa level. They made it like tame v'tumah v'kli cheres. V'lo shavio rabbanan kitoma daraisa d'nafshe. They didn't make it like the tumah daraisa of itself. Why? Of the rabbanan akira. The rabbanan still wanted to have a recognition that it is only d'rabbanan ki hechi d'lo lister v'alei truma v'kachim. So you don't think it's so vade tame that if you're going to burn truma and kachim, if these liquids come in contact with Shumin Kachim, it's only Tumah Derabanan. So therefore, you have a distinction. So this statement that we started off with of Chizkiya Avi Ikesh that compares Kli Cheres to Kli Shetef, and we learn a halacha about Kli Shetef, that Toch is important by a Kli Shetef, is talking about a Tumah Derabanan. Because on a Daraisa level, Toch is only important for Kli Cheres. But for Kli Shetef, it's not Kamash Malan. On a Derabanan level, we make that distinction to make sure people remember that we're only talking about a Tumah Derabanan. We're going to keep going until we finish the section, and then we will make a number of psak of Ha'aris. Ihachi, if that's true, that it's all Tumah Derabanan, Ein Lo Tochnami, Levinami Akeira. Even if it doesn't have a Toch, you should have a Heker. Right, because what do we say? If we're talking about Tumah Derabanan, if it doesn't have a Toch, we say both sides are Tameh automatically. If one side becomes tummy, the other side becomes tummy. It's only by a toch do you have this similarity to kli cheres. So the Gemara says, no, kiven to avdu de hekera b'yesh lo toch. Once you make a heker by one halacha, yadia de in lo toch derabanan. Well, remember that in lo toch is also derabanan. Right? Once you don't need to make distinctions in every single application. Period. Last part, the in lo toch b'kli shetev de oraisa bar kubule tumahu. What do we just say? We just said that if an akli doesn't have a toch, that's going to be tamei daraisa on both sides. So Gemara says, that's not true though. Even by other kelim, not by a kli cheres, it has to have a toch in order for it to be tamei daraisa, mi tamei daraisa. It's not only tamei through something hanging in the toch, but that's also a basic rule in Hilchos Avot Torah. If you have a piece of wood, it's not tamei daraisa. It's called pshutei kliyetz. Pshutikli, it's not matami daraisa. This is what Rashi was referring to before. Pshutikli mateches is matami daraisa. So this question wouldn't make sense. If kli shetef in our Gemara means also metal, so then that wouldn't make sense. The rule is only pshutikli eitz is not matami daraisa. But if you have a metal tray that you serve on, that's matami daraisa. But just a piece of wood would not be matami daraisa. That's the Gemara's question here. So again, what's the whole discussion that we had earlier that we're talking about a daraisa level by a kli shetef without a toch? Is that true? So the Gemara says, "Dumya de sak ba inan." Don't you need it similar to a sock which has an inside? Ma sock mital dum olive rekan. Just like a sock is a material that can be moved if it's full and if it's empty. Af kol mital dum olive rekan, and it has a toch. So the Gemara answers, "We're talking about a type of piece of flat wood that is able to be used. Bahanach dechazel medrasos. It's able to be sat on. It's a piece of wood that's used like a." Like in a haircutter shop, that sometimes they have a piece of wood, sometimes they put a cushion on top of it, but a piece of wood in order for kids to sit on to raise them up. So it's this piece of wood that's you're able and is designated to sit on. So that's Tameh Ivid Daraisos. The Gemara says, Ihachi, Cheres Nami. But if all this is true, so why don't we make a Gzeira by Cheres too, if a Cheres doesn't have a Toch? If we make Gzeiras by others, by the other Kalim, without a Toch, so too by Cheres. So the Gemara answers, Ein Medris Bekli Cheres. Period, end of section. There is no Tumas Medris by a Kli Cheres. Why not? Medris means Tuma of somebody sitting on something, a Zav and a Zava. What does it mean, Ein Tuma, Ein Medris Bekli Cheres? So Rashi here says, because if somebody sits on a piece of wood like that, it's going to break. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, if you look on the Ein Medrash Bekli Cheres, about the 15th wide line, She Shavir Adam Yoshiv Alav. It's going to break if somebody sits on it. The Goyen Hashas on this Rashi is bothered, because if you look in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Pei Daled, it says clearly that the halach of Ein Medrash Bekli Cheres is based on a pasuk. And if you look there in Shabbos, he also quotes this Rashi, it says Sarachian in both cases. This is a big problem. Rashi in two places says that it's based on a Svara, and the Gemara says Mefurish. It's based on a Pasuk. So the Rashi's Bikurim here tries to figure it out. How do you put the Pasuk together with the Svara? Maybe he suggests, maybe there are two things you would have excluded from the Pasuk, so the Svara tells you which one to exclude. Tries to figure it out. But either way, that is a problem with Rashi. Okay, but all this, though, that we've done for the past 20 lines is number one. Is number one meaning we had a question. What we start off this daf with, this amud with? We had a question of, don't we have a problem with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the original Mishnah? They tell me, what is the shear for a hole in a skull that's not going to be Matame Ba'ohel? So it's the same shear. Beis Shammai says Makdeach, and Beis Hillel says as much that if you take it out, a person's going to die. How much is that? A sela. The same shear. So, first answer was, maybe it means the makdeach v'chisumo. Makdeach is a little bigger, so therefore there is a little, Beis Shammai does have a larger shear. And you rely on that, just like you rely on this other statement. That's how we got into this whole derech agav tangent related to Kli Cheres. Okay, but we're going to have two other answers right now. Okay, there is a major machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, whether Rashi says, I'll read you the Rashi. Rashi is right here on the fifth wide line. V'ikasha, amaylo gazer bekli cheres tumas mashkin la'achorav. This, the halacha of tumas mashkin comes up here, comes up in Masechah Shabbos by the 18 things. That idea of liquids being tamei midrabanan. Why don't we say that by kli cheres too? By a kli cheres, we know it's only mitamei if something is inside the kli cheres. Let's say these tamei, this mashkin tamein touches the outside of a kli cheres. By all other kelim, we say it's Tamei Drabanan. So why don't we say it's Tamei Drabanan by Kli Cheres too? So Rashi says, because even if an actual Zav would touch the outside of a Kli Cheres, it's not going to be Tamei. So of course the Mashkin of a Zav that were Gozer Mishum them, we're going to say it's Tamei. That's what Rashi says. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam says, Tamei, Mashkin, Tamei and Drabanan are Metami, the outside of a Kli Cheres. That's what the Rambam says. Oh, I have. I'm sorry. The Rambam says it. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam. The Ravid says, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shaarav Hasatuma, Kishe Gozru al Mashkin Shiitamu Asakelim Gozru Shiitamu Asakelim Mitochan Avolam Nagu Mashkin Tamein Ba'achorei Akli Bein Bekli Cheres Bein Bekli Shetef Akli Marches Nitzmu achorav bilvad, v'ray achorav sheini v'lonin matocho. The Rambam says beferus, that a kli cheres, that tamei drabanan liquid touches the back of it's going to be tamei, at least me drabanan. Says the Ravid, ein ha-seichel nosein, she-yasu mashkin ma-she-ein ha-mis v'hasheretz osin. These tamei mashkin drabanan are going to do more than actual vadai. Tamei daraisas are going to do. V'lo gozru chachamim b'mashkin, el mishem mashkin zove zove. V'im ha-zove ha-zovein metamin kli cheres me-achorav, ein ha-mashkin shalein metamin. V'kol she he says he misread a Gemara. He continues, but major chiddush. Got to explain the Rambam. Why would it be that if tamei drabanan liquids touch this back, it's going to be make it tamei, even though the actual zav and the actual mashkin of a zav would not make it tamei on a d'oraisa level? It's a big chiddush. The Avi Ezri, Rav Shach has suggestions, and others. Maybe once Chazal were misaking this tamei drabanan, that it's a rule breaker. Either way, it's an important Rambam Ravid to mention. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa gives a second suggestion, going back to the Stira, the original Stira. Not Stira, but what's the Machloka B'Shamay B'Shillel? Aren't they saying the same Shita? Rav Papa Amar. Makdeach Godol Shaninu. No, what we meant to say is that which we said in the Mishnah, that the ma'or, the window that's made by the Adam, it's a makdeya gadol. Right? That's what we said. So it says a makdeya gadol, which is like a sela nironis. It's not a regular makdeya. A regular makdeya is less than a sela. But that Mishnah is talking about a makdeya gadol is like a sela. So the Gemara says, Mechlad, a makdeya stam zutra nami mikasela. But a makdeya stam is smaller. So the Gemara says, "Honey, Chal Rabbi Meir El Rabbanan, make a Meimah that works for a Meir, but not the Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Meir Rabbanan as follows? Ditznan, Beis Makdeach Amru. What Makdeach was Beis Shammai talking about? But Katan Shalrofim, a small one that doctors use. Dib Rabbi Meir, the Chamim Omer BeGadol Shalishka. The Chamim say no, it means the Gadol one that was used in the Lishka. So number one, that still doesn't work with the Rabbanan to suggest that the small Makdeach is the one that we always refer to. Ulu Rabbi Meir Minichal, and even according to Rabbi Meir, it's a problem. Why? Because if you're saying that the earlier case was speaking about a Makdeach Gadol, so it ends up that Beis Shammai is being Makel. So how about the Mikula Beis Shammai, Mechumei Beis Hillel, V'anan Titznan, Tznan, Tlotznan, Tlotznan. This is not on the list of Misachas Idios, where Beis Shammai is Makel and Beis Hillel is Machmir. So either way, it doesn't work. So Amar of Nachman, okay, don't change the Makdeach, but change the Sela. Sela Nironis Shaninu, ke Makdeach Gadol. Sela Stam, Zutra mi Makdeach Stam. So, no, change, we're not talking about the same, we're talking about the same Makdeach, but we're talking about different slime. And therefore, if you say that, then Beis Hillel can be being Makel in the earlier Shita, even if you want to say the Shira is a Sela, but it is a smaller size of a Sela. And therefore, Beis Hillel is Makel, because the less you need less than a Makdeach in order for it to already not be Metame Be'Oel. Okay, we got into a little Tumah V'Tara. Now we get back to Mumin. Get back to Mumin, which is what these two Prakim are all about. What other Mumin can you Shechta Bechar for? Haris Shel Ayin, Shenikev, Shenifka, V'Shenistak. First Mishnah was about ears, now we're talking about eyes. The ris of the eye. We'll talk about it in the Gemara. What is the ris of the eye that got a hole, that Nikev got a little hole, or was injured, or punctured, or cracked? Hare Be'eno Dak, if there is Dak in the eye. We'll have to see what that is also. Tivalul, if there is some mixture in the eye. Chilazon Nachash, if there's a shape that looks like a chilazon, or a nachash, we'll see in the Gemara whether that's one or two things. Einav, if there's a growth that looks like a grape. All of those are mumin. Ezeo tivalul, what does tivalul mean? A mixed up area in the eye. Lavan haposek besira, if some of the white goes into the dark ring. V'nichnach b'shachar, that's a mum. Shachar, nichnas, b'lavan ain't a mum. But the opposite is not a mum. Right, Rav went to, as we mentioned, went to a farm for 18 months to learn Bechoros. We could at least go through it a daf a day, even though it might seem tedious. My haris, amar papa, tura bra de'ina. Tura bra, it means the de'ina of the eye. The upper, Rashi describes an eyelid here. The part of the eye that goes over the eye, the upper eyelid, that's the ris. So if you have any part of the eyelid that is cracked or missing, or mutilated at all, that's a problem. Dak tivalul, what do those mean? Tanur Rabbanan. Dak mishuka, if you have a certain color, that mishuka makes the eye look lower and deeper, like the cataract. Harei zeh mum, so that's a mum. Tsof eino mum, but if it makes it look raised up, So then it makes it look like it's sticking out. It's not a mum. But Tanya, if we learned the opposite, so lo kasha, haba shachar, haba lavan. It depends. What are we talking about? The shachar and the lavan. The shachar has to be, I think, deeper, and the lavan has to be raised up. V'ha'in mumin b'lavan. What do you mean? Don't we say that the only mumin are in the dark part of the eye, the pupil, not the white around it? So where it says, Ella habadok lavan habadok shachar. Okay, we're not talking about the white or the black of the eye. We're talking about the white or the black of the dok, of the extra area. The extra area that's problematic in the eye. D'yomar Rabbi Chana, Sachli Rabbi Yoshia Diminusha. Rabbi Yoshia told me, Dak Shachar, when you have this extra dak, this extra coloring that's black, Mishuka, if it makes the eye look deeper, and a falling in, Hareza Mum. Tzav, if it's raised up, Eno Mum. Dak Lavan, the opposite. Mishuka, Eno Mum, Tzav, Hareza Mum. So they're opposites. V'simanech barka. How do you remember which direction applies to the white dock and which one applies to the dark dock? You know it from barka. Barka is, Rashi explains, is a protruding growth that is white. And just like that's a mum, so do you know the white has to be raised up. Fine. Tosfos here discusses barka is a mum. Sounds like from the Gemara that barka is a mum. But if you look in Maseches Gittin, there is a refuah. There is a treatment of barka. So that should be a mum over. There's a treatment of barka. So how could the Gemara here assume that it is a mamish, a mum kavua? Should be a mum over. So Tosfos has two important answers, right? You have to pick out the yesodos from the tedious elements here. So number one, Tosfos says, third line, v'yesh lomar, tahasa mairi, b'mimash b'shinu ban kodem shenikvu. That medicine there was only preventative. Once it comes, it's finished. It can never get away. But the other answer, Tosfos says, on the 10th skinny line, v'yod yesh lom v'tarets, teheicha de misrapa me'elav chashiv mum. What's a mum kavua? A mum kavua is where the natural course of events is that it won't get better. But if you could heal it, it's still a mum kavua, even if you could heal it. Because that's an external medicine, external taking away of the mum. But as is right now, it's a mum kavua. And therefore, it still could be called a mum kavua, even if you can heal it. Mum kavua and over is defined by whether naturally it would become healed by itself or not. That's an important yesod that Tosfos has. Good. Next, chilazon nachash ve'eat ve'enav. Ibay lehu chilazon nachash odom chilazon o nachash. Is chilazon nachash one mum or two mumin? Tashma damar Rabbi Chana sakli Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar zakin echad haya bishchuna seinu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar said there was a zakin, there was an elderly man in our neighborhood. Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi lekun yishmo, that was his name. Umiyame lo avarti lefanav. I never went in front of him. I never walked in front of him out of covet. I never walked in front of him. Pamachas avarti lefanav. One time I passed in front of him. Amar li shev and he shaved. He said, "Hello, mister, can you come here for a second?" And he told me, chilazon zemum kavua. And he had an animal there. He had a bechar that he was talking, showing me. And he says, chilazon zemum kavua lishchot alav. You see that chilazon in my animal's eye? That's a mum kavua to shecht on it. V'zeo nachash amr chachamim. And that's the nachash also. That's the answer to our question. It's all one mum. V'yavo bishamru in adam ro mumin la'atzmo. But even though a person is not allowed to look at his own bechar's mumin, avomola halacha l'talmidim. He's allowed to show his talmidim what the halacha is, the talmidim are alone, and his talmidim would say it. So I can't paskin, but I'm showing you so that you could paskin, and you could say that it is a mutter, it's a mutter mum. That's the story. But you know from the story, derech agav, that nachash and chilazon are one mum. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Yamar ababa amar avuna. Don't we have a principle? Kol tamid chacham shemar halacha uba. If a tamid chacham gives a psak halacha, when do we trust it? Im kodem maisa amra. Show min lo. If the Tamil Chacham has a shita, and then all of a sudden one day it comes up related to him, then we trust him because he obviously didn't give the psak just because the case of his own animal. V'yimlavin show min lo. But over here, you know, it kind of looks fishy. He dafka gives that psak of but you're allowed to tell the talmidim when he's in need of it. He's not allowed to do that. So where it says ihu nami moru bahavi meikari. Yeah. This was not a new thing. This Talmud might not have heard it before. But this Rebbe has said it many times before. So therefore, this is not a new thing that just came up now. Tosfos talks about Omer Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Im de lo amrinan hachi elahecha de tzarch la osa hara'a. The only time that you say that if he says it only b'shas maisa that you're not allowed to listen, that's only if he has a vested interest specifically in that. If he has no vested interest, but he only said it now, You still trust him. It's just that if he had a vested interest, that's when you say that it is a problem. Tosafot gives three examples to what the other cases in Shas of a vested interest. One of them, he quotes, is from Kiddushin Daf Ayin Amabeis, in the case of Rav Yehuda. Got to quote that case. What's that case? The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda once insulted somebody and called him an Eved. Why? Because Rav Yehuda explained in Kiddushin Daf Ayin, this guy goes around calls everybody else an Eved. So it must be called a posel b'mumo posel. If anybody's insulting somebody else with a certain insult, it probably applies to him too. And so they said, really, Rav Yehuda, how can you say such a thing? And then all of a sudden, this guy, who he called an Eved, gets up on a chair and says, you call me an Eved? I come from Beis Hashmonai. So Rav Yehuda said, that's exactly the point. Because we have a Misora that, right, this comes up in Baba Kama also, that Shmuel says, anybody who says that he's from the Beis Hashmonai, he's a liar. Because the last girl, the last little maiden that was left from the Hasmonean dynasty, after Herod, everybody killed everybody out, was a girl that she went up on the roof. Remember the story? She says, I'm the last one! And she jumps off and kills herself. So obviously this guy's an Eved. He's making up a story to say that he's from the Hasmonean dynasty. Everybody else is Avadim, or they died. Right? So he says, Gufa, that's my point. So you have an actual connection to Hanukkah. But you see from there that he was, they weren't going to trust him because it was, it had to do with him. There was a vested interest in his, in the case there. You could look more there. But that's the case that Tosas quotes here in, Kedushin Afayin. Tosas Shari Nero, Rav Yehuda, Shomer Ken Lafi Sheknitu. It sounds like they were, they only said it because he bothered him. Okay. Viter says the Gemara, Ezeo Tavalul, Lavana Posek as Asira. A Tavalul problem is where the white goes into the dark. Masis and Mani Rabbi Yossi, Datanya, Lavan, Menechlas Beshachar, Shachar, Nechlas Balavan, Harez Amun, the Rabbi Meir. Meir says, mixed up either way, in the white or in the dark is Amun. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, no. Lavan, Menechlas Beshachar, Harez Amun, Shachar, Menechlas Balavan, ain't no mum. Only if it goes into the dark, it's Amun. She ain't mum in Balavan, there's no mum when it comes to a Lavan. Amar Rabbi Tamid Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi say that there is no mum in the white? Dechsiv, Yat some mechilev einimo, but then Tehillim, that the fat, it will go out, mechilev einimo, from the fat. This is just a mushel of somebody being very rich. So the yatsa mechilev einimo, so it will go out from the chilev of his eye, tarba de ene ikri. The white is called the fat of the eye, but it's not called the eye itself. The eye is defined as the black. This is talking about the white. A namo stum alo ikri. A eye in stum is the dark. Right? The white is called the fat of the eye, but it's not called the eye itself. And therefore the eye itself is only the dark. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Rabbi Meir, my time, why does your Meir say it applies in either case? Ma'o lashon tivalu. Davar mavabal seinayim. Tivalu means mixed up. Doesn't matter where the eye is mixed up. It's in the black part, the dark part of the eye, or the white part of the eye. Either way, it's going to be a mun. Period. So we spoke about the ear, we spoke about the eye, now we speak about other issues. Chavarvar. Chavarvar are a type of white spots on the eye. Vahamayim akvuim, and constant water. An animal that's always tearing. Also, those are mumin. Ezeo chavarvar hakavua. How long does it have to be there? Kosha shosh monim yom. 80 days. So is there 80 days? That is already a mum. Rabbi Chanim and Atikin Asomer, both can also gimel pa'amim, betok shmonim yom. You gotta check him 3 times in 80 days. Beginning, middle, end. If you only check the middle and the end, Rashi says it doesn't work, because maybe it went away in the middle. Maybe it went away, it wasn't a mum kavua. The Rashi Bikurim discusses here, he has a safek. What if there's a mum that you know for sure, goes, comes. So it's not gonna be 80 straight. Is that a mum kavua? Or are you allowed to shecht it as a bechor when it's at a time when it doesn't have the mum kavua, or you let a shecht it as a non-bechor, when it has the mum kavua, he has that suffix. He's not sure. Ve'elu ena mumin ha-kavuin, mayim kavuin, what does mayim kavuin mean? You know what? This is going to start, even the middle of the Mishnah is going to go into the Gemara. Let's stop right here by the Ve'elu hein, because this is going to start a new section of the, how do you know, kavua water in terms of what you have to eat, the chul animals to eat, and how do you try to heal the animal. So we will stop here by the Elohim. Okay, we'll stop here by the Shem, and we will continue.